We are joined now on the phone by the editor of News of Orange, Dale Edwards. Thank you, Dale, for making the time to join us.
Sure, happy to be here.
Well, first of all, Happy New Year. How was your holiday season?
Very busy, but good. Good to see family and folks and have a brief break. Thank you.
Absolutely. And look, 2024 is shaping up to be an interesting year already. We got hit with the news pretty early on in the local news category that your paper, News of Orange, would be merging with the Mebane Enterprise. So I wonder if you could kind of talk us through that process.
Sure. It's something that is basically the next logical step in a process that I would say began about a year ago. The Mebane Enterprise and the News of Orange are separated by about 15 minutes of drive time. We're neighboring communities, neighboring papers. There's a lot of overlap between the two communities. If you're in downtown Mebane, there's a pretty good chance you're going to bump into someone who's there from Hillsborough. And if you're in Hillsborough, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to run into someone who is passing through from Mebane. And then, you know, it just got to the point where about a year ago, maybe about a year and a half ago, Womack Publishing, which owns both of the papers, decided to just make the Mebane office by appointment only. We have a small staff. We have a staff of three people, three full-time people covering both papers. And it just made more sense to cut down on some of the back and forth. Ultimately, they then decided we just go ahead and do the next step that made sense and just combine the papers.
It's the voice of Dale Edwards from News of Orange, and we're talking about the merger of News of Orange with the Mebane Enterprise. What's likely to be the takeaways on the reader end for folks in the community?
Well, I'm hoping that folks will be okay with it. I know initially there's going to be some folks who, particularly in Mebane, because the way this is going to work is the Mebane Enterprise will actually fold into the News of Orange. We will still have a section of the paper that is devoted to primarily Mebane stories. That's where you'll see coverage of Mebane high schools, high school sports, coverage of the city council meetings. But I've maintained that if the story dictates, if it's a big enough story, like for instance, Bucky's, if the papers had already been merged, the Bucky story in Mebane would have been on the front page. So I'm hoping that folks, particularly in Mebane, don't feel like they're being slighted and that they are losing their identity. There still will be just as much coverage of Mebane than there is now. And it actually had kind of become more of a chore to try to keep the two communities separated. You know, I would write stories that are Mebane focused for Monday's production day. And then on Tuesday, I would have the stories that are Orange County focused for the Tuesday production, even though a lot of times the stories kind of, you know, overlapped and went over into each of the communities. Now they can all just go into one combined paper, and people who want to read about Mebane, the people who are in Orange County who want to read about Mebane will have a lot easier to do so, and vice versa.
It's the voice of Dale Edwards from News of Orange. Do you foresee any other changes? I mean, I'm kind of hearing like the coverage is essentially going to stay the same, and it's just sort of kind of streamlining some of the production of that coverage. What are there any other changes that you feel like might happen, just kind of given the nature of changing what you have changed?
Well, one thing that actually comes as a benefit for the Mebane coverage is the Mebane paper goes to press on Mondays, and elections are always held on Tuesdays, or most of the time held on Tuesdays. So the Mevin subscribers would not get the election results in their paper when it came out on Wednesday because it happened after press. And city council meetings are held on Monday evenings. So it wasn't uncommon for subscribers to the Mevin Enterprise to miss the results of those meetings. So this combination of the papers benefits folks in Mevin because they'll get more accurate and up-to-date stories that are happening in their communities. And then something else that I hope happens, we always, in the newspaper and I guess in any media, we always want folks to advertise with us. So we're hoping that some of the businesses around here will realize that now they've got an opportunity to reach more than one market for the price of one ad. And we still feel like we serve a very important role, and we reach a very important demographic. Many of our subscribers are older. So we feel like we still play a key and important part, and we just hope that the businesses will see the benefit of being able to advertise in two markets for the price of one.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I did want to transition a little bit to the news that's not about the news, and you brought up Buc-ee's just a little bit ago, and that is kind of what's got the community buzzing at the moment as the Mevin City Council voted to have that plan go forward for there to be a Buc-ee's near the interchange of I-40 and I-85. So there is a great story up on News of Orange and the Mevin Enterprise on that City Council approval that I encourage folks to go find and read. But I wonder if you could talk a little bit about kind of the story around that and what you think this might mean going forward for the community.
Well, it's kind of funny that someone probably went into work at the very beginning of that city council meeting, and 8 hours later, when they got off work, that meeting was still going. but it's kind of crazy how much talk has come about, how much of a I can't think of the right word, but there's just so much ballyhoo about Buc-ee's. And, you know, we dealt with it some in Orange County when Buc-ee's was potentially coming to Eflin. That didn't work out, and there were lots of people who were upset that Orange County passed on Buc-ee's. There were, of course, lots of people who were happy about that. And then right next door, Mevin gets the opportunity. Buc-ee's purchases that tract of land, and again, it's a very hot topic. And there were passionate people on both sides. Folks who really, really, really wanted Buc-ee's. They wore their Buc-ee's T-shirts. They had all sorts of Buc-ee's memorabilia. There were petitions for it. There were petitions against it. I've never seen anything like it around here in the time that I've been with the paper. And then ultimately, the city council voted unanimously to approve it. You know, it was a 5-0 vote. And so we're going to be home to the first Buc-ee's in North Carolina.
So like it or not, it appears to be happening. Was there any surprise at all that it was a unanimous vote? I mean, I don't really have any inside information, but having talked to a few people just in the buildup to this and knowing that the planning board had voted against it, I found it a little bit surprising that it was unanimous. Are you hearing anything up closer to that location about that being surprising, or is this kind of something that folks could have anticipated?
Well, the gut feeling that I had gotten just from hearing a few folks talking about it, people who were in favor of it, people who were against it, I think there was probably more surprise that the planning board voted against it in the first place. I think a lot of people were stunned by that. And many of those people, despite the news that the planning board had voted it down, felt pretty confident that the city council would approve it. I would say it was a bit of a stretch that anyone would say, yeah, we knew it was going to be 5-0. I think that given the planning board's original turning it down or recommending it be turned down, I'm sure some folks thought that the vote would be a little bit closer based on that. So I'm sure that there are people who are surprised on both sides. People who were very much for Buc-ee's are probably stunned that all 5 votes went in favor of it. And I'm sure that people who are against it are stunned and very disappointed that all 5 votes went in favor of it.
Well, like it or not, we'll have a Buc-ee's relatively soon. Do you know what the timeline is on that, when they actually think they'll be building and have it open?
I don't know. I do not know.
Yeah, I guess that's something that wasn't really clear when they weren't even sure if they could get permitted to begin with.
Sure. I mean, I know that they did make an adjustment to their original site plan. They agreed to move some fuel tanks to an area that is further away from the wetlands in that area. But so far as I know, that was the only real change to the site plan.
We're speaking with Dale Edwards from News of Orange, and we have not actually had Dale on News on the Hill in quite some time. And in the interim since your last visit, you were away from News of Orange. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about kind of what this past year was like and what drew you back to the newspaper business.
Well, I left the News of Orange and my role with the Medlin Enterprise in March of 2023. It was not because I was not enjoying what I was doing. It was a matter of the amount of work I was doing. I felt like I was burning out a bit because the workload was so heavy. And just about anyone will tell you, if you're going to work in a newspaper, you're not doing it to get rich. And I was presented with an opportunity to work for the town of Hillsboro as a communication specialist. It's a fantastic place to work, and I had heard nothing but wonderful things about working for the town of Hillsboro. So I took a shot at it, and I got the position, and I was there for 3 months working, again, with some really wonderful people who are so dedicated to their jobs. It's really almost unreal how much they take their role with the town, how seriously they take their role with the town. I, however, found myself not feeling as fulfilled at the end of the day. I mean, I would finish my day and look back at the last 8 hours and just kind of wonder, what did I just do all day? And I was still keeping track of what was going on at the News of Orange and Medlin, and they did hire a replacement for me. And he didn't last. I it really takes a special kind of person. I'm not trying to, toot my own horn, but it does take someone who is willing to wear a whole lot of hats. And I enjoyed that, even though it was kind of burning me out. I enjoy that kind of job, and I think that the person they had filling in for me just didn't want to handle all of that. So when that happened, the folks at Womack Publishing reached out to me and said, is there anything we can do to get you to come back? And then, I really have to tip my hat to them, because they were willing to make a salary adjustment, and they worked out an adjustment so my workload wasn't as heavy as it had been in the past. But it showed to me that they really appreciated the work that I had been doing and the changes I had made with the papers in the previous 3 years. And I, you know, I really appreciated that they were willing to make those changes for me to see if I would come back. So, you know, as I said before, newspapers, it's a tough place to make, you know, to make a living. And it was another, and WOMAC was also willing to get creative in ways that they could compensate. So whether it's, you know, with a gas allowance or a signing bonus or something of that nature, they were willing to look at other ways to get me back to where I had been. And I am so happy to be back.
That's a great story, Dale. Consummate newsman Dale Edwards there. I think the community is glad to have you back in that position, too. And that really was a fun story to hear. That's like the best version of that story possible. So thank you for that.
Sure.
We're just about out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
No, we are working this week on more coverage of the Big Buckeyes announcement, but we also have the opening of the Hillsboro Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership, which has finally opened. It's been a long time coming. They've been in their temporary, I put that in quotations, temporary location since 2017. They have just this week opened their new sparkling new dealership that is on it's on South 86 over there near Sheets, going in where the new Aldi will open hopefully in the next few weeks. So we'll have a story about the dealership opening.
You can find that at News of Orange and that website. What's the website again exactly? Newsoforange.com?
Newsoforange.com.
And for the time being, MebanEnterprise.com as well. Dale, thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to talking again soon.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew.